Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 367 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined via Skype land by Brad Oxnam and Laura Crockrell, and we're going to talk Nashville Shakespeare Festival's production of Othello. And we're going to get into that discussion just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hey, Putz, get off your fat tuchus and do something. I'm tired of yous laying around complaining about this and that. Forget about it. It's all you say. You bum.
Shut up already, Frank. Oh, God, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I'm sorry. He gets wound up around the first of the month. You know, when you're supposed to pay the rent.
Now, give Frank a big tip. Hear about auditions, booking gigs, and other theater work around the South. Next.
Hello, IDSers. I'm joined in Skype land by Brad Oxnam and Laura Crockrell, and they are here to talk Othello. And so, welcome, Brad. Welcome, Laura. How are you?
Hey, just fine, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us on the Polar Vortex edition of the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
Yeah, it's gotten a little cold out here in Tennessee.
Well, as a sidebar, I like that it's now, the Weather Channel said it's going to be cold, right? And so now everybody is trying to out-cold everybody else, which I find pretty amazing.
It's crazy. It's like, no, our state's colder than your state. Nobody showed up to the Today Show today. Did anybody show up to your Today Show in Tennessee?
Yeah. Or I've got the smart aleck friends in California and Florida going, well, it's 72 here.
Oh, my God. That's obnoxious. That's terrible.
All right.
I can't even imagine it being warm somewhere in the country.
It's on the fringe, on the coasts is about it, I think.
Yeah, really.
All right, so we're here to talk Othello and Nashville Shakespeare Festival. So, Brad, why don't you tell us kind of who you're playing first and then kind of how your experience has gone, and then we'll flip that over to Lauren and so on. So off you go.
Okay. I'm playing Montano. And as well as a few ensemble roles, like a senator in Venice. Montana's the governor of Cyprus. He's not a huge role in the show, but Montana does have an important part in getting sort of the ball rolling in the whole Iago plot line of getting Othello and Cassio to have their downfall. I'm also the fight captain, which has been really cool. Under Eric D. Pesto Crosby, the fight director, he plays Cassio. And it's been a really fun process for me. I've enjoyed working with Nashville Shakes immensely. This is my first time with them. They've been the company I've been wanting to work with for years. So this is sort of like a dream come true in my experience.
Cool. Over to you, Laura.
And I'm playing Desdemona, and I'm like Brad, too. Like, this is my first time working with Nashville Shakes, and I was so excited. And I was so excited that Brad was casting, too. I was like, yay!
Yay!
You're both new, and I was like, oh, fun, this would be great. And, it's been a great experience. They're just a great company, and it's a neat show, and the production team and the cast are just wonderful people to work with, and it's just really fun. So I'm excited to have an audience this week.
Now with all due respect, no slight to Brad whatsoever, you're playing a slightly more important role, correct?
True.
I'm playing Othello's wife, and yeah,
So what has that been like, taking on one of, I mean, there are very few great women's roles, I guess, in Shakespeare, maybe. And this is, I would think, among the top kind of roles for women.
Yeah, for sure.
So how's it been?
it's been great. You know, what Shakespeare's neat, because, like, yeah, there are few women's roles, but the women's roles that there are, I are just very well-rounded and dynamic. And, you know, Desdemona, she's kind of a unique character in this, you know, period. And, you know, she's really smart, and she's really ballsy, and, you know, she goes out on a limb and you know, kind of says, this is what I want, this is what's happening, and she does it, and unfortunately things don't go well, but she's a really neat character to play.
So what's it like to be choked out by Eddie George every night?
Eddie is great. He is so awesome to work with, and it's awesome. So it's Brad choreographed all of our fighting and stuff with Eric, and he's helping us learn how to die and be killed and kill, and it's great.
Cool. So I mean, are you guys? Is there a weird concept? Not a weird. Is there a concept placed upon your version, or are you clearly in modern day and it is?
No, it's not. Yeah. Do you want to elaborate on that, Brad?
Sure, I can. We don't have like a concept, like, oh, we're putting Othello in the Old West or anything like that. Our director John Royal, who's absolutely wonderful to work with. This is the second time I've gotten to work with him as a director. He sort of just created our own world, and we said, you know, we've invented our own kind of conventions. You know, our Venice is very much political, very much driven by military, and he's played a lot with the idea of, well, how is it different for a soldier's life as opposed to a civilian life? So we're really looking at the deep intricacies of Othello as not only, you know, a jealous man, but he's a soldier, and and a top-ranking soldier. So what does that mean when his world crumbles down? And also Iago and Cassio, how does being a soldier play into their lives? You know, the whole reason Iago even does the whole plot to undo Othello and Cassio is because he got looked over for a part for a post in the military. Yeah. So it's just one thing on top of another. And so there's not really a concept other than we are building our own world, and we are bringing the audience into this world along with us. So I know Laura, maybe John talked with you a lot more about this privately with you and Eddie, but I know with us as general, he really said, let's focus on some really heavy themes like, what does it mean to utterly destroy somebody? I mean, we have a war that doesn't get really fought. A Turkish fleet is destroyed by a storm, and yet all these personal encounters get destroy all through the play. So it's really interesting. I think it's going to pull some kids in, outside of having, you know, a Heisman Trophy winner as a fellow. what do you think, Laura?
Yeah, everything that you said, you know, it's just, you know, everything kind of goes down in this beautiful, you know, island of Cyprus, and they haven't had a shed any blood, but it's like these terrible things happen in this beautiful place that's supposed to be, you know, sort of peaceful, and that's an interesting juxtaposition.
So follow up for both of you. What is your favorite actor moment for each of your roles?
Ladies first.
No, I was gonna say. I like the end scene is fun for me because it's just it's the peak. It's like everything, you know, hits the fan. you know, uh, and and it's And I like doing fight choreography, so that's really fun. I guess that's one of the most fun parts for me is the very last thing.
So dying, in other words.
It's fun.
All right, and you, Brad?
Well, let's see. Since most of my stuff is pretty quick, I would have to say I love my little snippet there with in the battle at Cyprus, where normally I think in traditional shows, or at least when I read it, I thought it was a fight between Cassio and Montano, but it turns out in our production, we're having him fight Rodrigo, and Montano is a casualty in the fight. So I really like this idea of I enjoy the being fine, and then all of a sudden, just all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, my character is pretty much incapacitated as the governor, and it's kind of a big moment for both me and Cassio and Iago and Othello and everybody. So that's my favorite actor moment. But I got to say, I'm enjoying. There is one scene near the beginning of Act Two, and this is just for me to watch. There's a really cool moment. I'm not going to give too much away, but Laura's involved, and Eric, and Eddie, and Nat, who's playing Iago. They have this a fit moment where Iago is really like going through this mental breakdown, and we physicalize that with both the set and the other actors. I mean, it just looks cool. It's going to look really great.
I'm so sad I can't see it. Like, I want somebody to film it so I can see it, because, like, I have no idea what it looks like.
Oh, it looks awesome. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
I'm going to have to videotape it for you one day. But.
Okay. I think Brett's costume is really cool, his Montano costume. I kind of want to steal it. Because I feel like if I wore it, I feel like a boat captain. I really, really
want
it.
Yes, I'm going on a three-hour tour in a couple of seconds. But.
if it's missing, Brad, I stole it, just so you know.
Her costumes are pretty cool, too. Don't sell yourself short. She's June Kingsbury did the costumes, okay. And she is an artist above everything. The women's costumes look fantastic. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, just beautiful patterns and lush colors, and the soldiers' uniforms are really neat. She pulled from several different cultures. I think there was one in particular that she really focused on. I can't remember which country it's from, but it's just, June's amazing. I love the costumes she's done for the show.
Cool. So give us the dates and times and everything else. We've talked all about it, but when can we see it?
When is it?
Well, the dates are kind of fun. The dates are kind of fun because we've got actually two types of shows. We've got the school shows and we've got the public shows. I know the school shows, we open for the school kids on Wednesday, January 8th. But we don't open for the public until the evening of January 9th. And I know we're running January 9th through February 2nd, Thursday through Sundays. So you've got about a month long run. It's really cool. And all the times and ticket information, you can even get a link to go buy tickets, are on www.nashvilleshakes.org.
Cool. So, of course, I'll have that links on the show notes page for this particular episode. And since we are actually recording this on the 7th, and it goes live on next Monday, whenever that is, the 13th? Is that it?
Yeah, I think so,
So how'd your opening weekend go?
Opening weekend was wonderful. We got rave reviews from even the New York Times. And like the LA Times came out, it was great. So, ESPN showed up.
And the polar vortex left.
Yeah.
It's warm. It's 72 degrees.
Well, thank you guys so much. And hopefully we can get you guys in and with our IDS Valentine's Day special.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Great.
So thanks again, and break legs and die well.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John. Have a good one, man.
When guests can't appear in the studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world. through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
Well, that's it. I'd like to thank Brad Oxnam and Laura Crockwell for joining me in Skype land today to talk a little Othello and Nashville Shakespeare Festival. And again, links to show note information and ticket information, that sort of thing, will be on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. If you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling 615-866-1282. That's the show's voicemail line. Leave a message, or if you want to put your message in writing, send me an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableDS, @I, inexplicable, D, S, @inexplicableDS. Find out all the latest comings and goings and whatnots via our Twitter show feed. Also, if you'd like to make a donation for the web hosting fees, there is a link on www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. So you can help out the Dumb Show, keep it bringing you theater in the air, as they say. So until next week, hey, I'll see ya. Bye. That's a detergent.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's Magnatune. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.